Hi, Dickinsonians. Here's Melody. Today, I'm gonna introduce a movie to you guys. Maybe some of you have heard or watched it before. It's Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow is an Italian movie. Unlike typical neorealist movie filled with people suffering, political attitudes, and revolutionary spirit, there are love, happiness, and faith in this movie. We can say that it is a successful transition of neorealism under the prosperity of Italy. In summary, this movie is about three stories happening in three major cities in Italy: Naples, Milan, and Rome. Adelina in Naples is a woman who supports her family by selling black market cigarettes. Because she doesn't pay the fine, she will be imprisoned. However, there is a law in Italy that women cannot be imprisoned when pregnant or 6 months after childbirth. Therefore, Adelina starts to give childbirth one by one in order to escape from prison. However, Adelina's husband becomes tired, exhausted, and fails to make her pregnant. She goes into the prison at last. However, all the neighbors begin to raise money and ask petition for her. She finally gets the freedom and back to the family. Anna in Milan is a woman who has a rich husband and has a crush on a writer. She invites the writer to take a ride with her. She says that she gets tired of the money in her life and wants for true love and romance. However, a car crash grabs her back to the reality. She lives with another passing driver and abandons the rider on the highway. Mara in Rome is a prostitute. Her new neighbor, a young man who is hardworking in order to become a priest, falls in love with her and wants to give up his study. And her current client is a rich man with high socioeconomic status. She firstly is the enemy of the young man's grandmother because the grandma says she's gonna report Mara and forces her to leave. However, after listening to the crying grandma the other day, she changes her mind and starts to help the young boy to get back to his original life track. Those three stories are all about the relationship between women and men and their attitudes towards sex. They can be summarized as sex to law, to money, and to religion. And the director breaks the stereotype that women are submissive to men in those stories. In the first story, Adelina has kind neighborhood, cute children, and a careful husband. Even if she goes into the prison, all the people try to raise money to get her out. We can say that the law is also on women's side, which praises women's fertility. The major problem here is the disharmony of sex. In the past, sex was always controlled by men. However, in this story, the husband is the one who starts to get anxious and exhausted. In the second story, Anna is full of money and doesn't care about wealth anymore. She wants to pursue excitement and romance. In contrast, the writer repeatedly cares about her husband's status and wealth. Sometimes he wants to run away from the shadow built by Anna's husband. He's not confident because of the lack of money. Thus, he tries to enhance his sexual charm. However, the car crash brings Anna back to reality and abandons the writer. In this story, we can tell what leads to dominance in relationships is not gender or physical power, but socioeconomic status. The third story is fascinating. Mara breaks almost all the stereotypes of prostitute. She takes control of her client. Some people argue that it is also a story about sex and money. As for prostitutes, sex means money. However, the action to guide the young man shows another side of Mara, her pursuit of purity. She can give up money and desire for 1 week in order to get the young man continues his study on religion. From Mara's story, people know that even for prostitutes, they have the right to choose their clients and their working time. Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow is a non-traditional neorealistic movie. It depicts the real life in some way, but it's also not only about poverty or stressful life. Instead, there are joy in it. The poor seek happiness from normal life. the rich want to jump out of life with owning money, and the prostitute becomes the pure person. It is kind of ironic, but that is also the truth sometimes. All the class have their own problems, but they are not a big deal if we're just enjoying every day. As for the sexuality part, this movie makes an upside down of the stereotype. Women become the one who take the lead of a relationship. That also brings us to deeper thinking of sex and power. In a new age, there are new conflicts appearing between men and women. This movie, we can see how the director advocates for the pure love without inequality of money, social status, and religion.